Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is Pentecost Sunday. First reading will be taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Our psalm for today is Psalm 104. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 8 to 17. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 15 to 16, 23 to 26. The theme of our reflection is the Holy Spirit is given and perceived love. The beauty of nature, the beauty of life, the beauty of man and woman reminds us that God is the Creator, that He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Hence, we concur or agree that the Spirit of God is the source and inspiration of all that is good and beautiful. Thus, whether we are believers or not, the Spirit of God is in the hearts and minds of creators of good and beautiful things. In other words, the Spirit of God is present in some way in ordinary life. However, the Spirit of Christ Jesus is the Spirit of life. Hence, one in Christ Jesus possesses and will possess eternally his life given by He who raised Jesus from the dead. Thus, in that life, we have life. That life animates us. Hence, the life of Christ is the source of our being. No wonder the psalmist says, "You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came." But, my brother, my sister, the Lord does not derive pleasure in the death of a sinner because He wants us to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Therefore, on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of Truth, the Advocate, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, repossessed our hearts and minds and has inscribed the love and commands of the Lord in the tablets of our hearts. Thus, we have been empowered to seek the Lord, to nurture His seed of love planted in our hearts, to use the gifts of the Spirit, and to amplify the Spirit's love, mercy, kindness, and peace. And so, my brother, my sister, we must be open to the promptings of that love and make ourselves available for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in families and communities. In other words, the Spirit is with us to guide and direct us. Thus, having received the completion of the graces of baptism in the sacrament of confirmation, we have been empowered, like the apostles on the day of Pentecost, to be His witness or to be witnesses of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we have been empowered to join God the Creator Spirit in recreating the world. In other words, we have the grace to fill the lungs of the breathless with the breath that flows from the one who recreated us with His love. We are called to jumpstart the life of the hopeless and hungry in our society with our resources and talents. And so, my brother, my sister, let us cooperate with the Holy Spirit because there is work to be done in our world. We must uphold the good of the Lord in our communities, in our world. May the Lord in His infinite mercy bless and protect us and shield us from all harm. In the name of the Father, and the the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.